Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
This here is a remarkable so-so death remix. J.E., y'all. Run DMC to the beach, y'all. And me, yeah, I know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about getting married? Well, what are your plans for the wedding? What are your plans for the wedding dress, the reception, and all of the other important things that come along with getting hitched? And I'm not even talking about being in love and the vows and all of that good stuff. There is plenty of information and help for you this Sunday at the Southern Maryland Wedding Bliss event. It's from noon to 5 at the Brandywine Aquatic Complex. But tonight, we are previewing it. My guests are wedding coordinator Ashley Williams of Ashley Nicole Events, Cotton of Cotton Tiered and Petite Dessert Boutique, and Tawana Crutchfield of the House of Bella Chic Bridal Boutique. If you are planning to get married this year or next year, or maybe you're just thinking about it, you may want to attend this event and, you know, bring your notepad to write down some important stuff. If you want to have a, if you have a comment or if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR, or you can find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Ashley, Tawana, Cotton, thank you all for coming, and I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so I'm looking on the website here, and I'm really struck. The website is weddingblissmd.com, weddingblissmd.com. And I'm really struck by this little factoid. According to the wedding report, the average cost of a wedding in Washington, D.C. as of 2022 was $37,985. Ashley, who are you marrying for that kind of money?
Well, actually, it has went up since then. It is now 2023. It is inflation. COVID happened. So we are actually looking at budgets $55,000 and up for the DMV. And that is the whole wedding. And you're looking at me like I'm crazy. But that is the whole wedding. So that's the dress. My bridal boutique, that's cakes, that's transportation and everything. But of course, the budget does depend on what they want. So your guest count, if you're doing plated or a buffet-style meal, so different things
or
have a hand.
Or Chick-fil-A.
Or Chick-fil-A, if that's what you want. Exactly. It is your day. You can do whatever you would like, but those things have a big hand.
Oh, my. $50,000, you know, that's a hefty house down payment.
It is. It really is. But the venues will take majority of the budget. And venues in our DMV area can range anywhere from about 15 to 20, depending upon where you go. So then that's majority of your budget. Then we have to still get the dress. We still have to feed people. So there are other things that happen. So the money can add up fast.
That, you know, that's amazing to me, because, you know, I could sit here and say, well, you don't need this and you don't need that. All you need is love. But the reality is that people do want to have a day.
Yes.
They do want to have a day. And, you know, I would think, you know, Tawana, that obviously the dress is a really, really big deal. But also what the men wear as well, because guys want to look good too.
Yes, but the guys actually have it a little bit easier than the women, because if your wedding party is five or more, generally the groom is free. His tuxedo is free. That's if he's not going the custom tuxedo route.
Right.
Now, if you're going the custom tuxedo route, that could bring you, you know, a couple thousand dollars to have that made. But the wedding dress portion, depending on what you're looking for. Now, if you're looking for the designers of the world, that can get astronomical as well, and it can be as much as the overall wedding budget. But you also can find some really good hidden gems if you just have an open mind and decide to look at the sample rack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Cotton, I have seen on social media some absolutely fantastic cakes. I mean, too pretty to eat.
Right.
And so I've always wanted to ask, because they're too pretty to eat, mm-hmm. Are they more pretty than delicious?
No, God, no. Not at all. You have cakes that are so pretty because at the end of the day, you have to bake the cake first. So you have all these beautiful, delicious flavors that are out for 2023, like lemon blueberry, and then you have this salted caramel and chocolate coffee and that authentic red velvet. So you have to bake the cake first. And then comes the artistry, where you have to cover it in beautiful silky ganache or buttercream, and fondant is always a winner. A lot of people may not like fondant, but there are different realms of fondant, like white chocolate fondant. You can have marshmallow fondant. It's so many different ways you can do it. So once you've dressed your cake, then you get to play with the artistry, sugar flowers and hand piping and the Lambeth method, where there's fancy and intricacy. So it's going to look as pretty as it does taste delicious.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Southern Maryland Wedding Bliss event. It is Sunday, this coming Sunday, March 19th, from noon to 5 p.m. It is at the Brandywine Aquatic Complex. If you're looking for information, you can find it on their website at weddingblissmd.com. As always, we'll make sure that that is posted on our website after the program, along with this podcast. So, Ashley, kind of give me an overview of what anyone who attends this event on Sunday will see.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we are in Brandywine. As you just said, we're going to have about 50 handpicked vendors, and it's from all different categories. So if you are looking for cake or venues, because we actually have a few of Prince George's County venues going to be there. So we have tons of different vendors, tons of variety. It is set up so everyone can walk around, get close and intimate conversations, and just really see if it's a good vendor for them. So this is the time to meet your vendors and to see if you get one to get booked.
Awesome.
So this is your wheelhouse. This is the thing that you do. So talk to me about some foundational things. Okay, obviously you're going to need, as you said, you're going to need a venue, you're going to need a dress, you're going to need food. But what other things might you see at this event on Sunday that people don't think of? For example, one of the things that just came to my mind is a DJ.
Yes.
You're going to have music. But how do you plan a wedding?
So, there are multiple ways you can plan a wedding. And I did pause for a second.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I was like, can we, I'm not talking about one of those $50,000 joints. I'm not talking about one of those $30,000 joints. I'm talking about,
I'll give you the key players.
The first thing I'm thinking, do you all take coupons? Because I have a daughter. She's 24 now.
Oh.
I'm not getting ready for anything. every time I mention, getting married to her, she goes, ugh. So I have time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
yes.
All right, so some
key players in here. Of course, your venue. That is going to be where the majority of your budget is spent. Coming up next, that is your caterer, or how you are feeding your guests. Some people opt for food trucks and other fun, creative items. Mm. You can get creative with it.
I never thought about that.
Yes. That's so
that's less cha-ching and more cha-chung.
Well, It depends. It can be. If you get something specialty, it can be right along the same side as a regular caterer. Okay. And then, of course, that goes back to your guests. So if you're feeding 200 people, it's going to go right along with that. But, of course, we have to feed you. Then you want to party. So you're DJs. Then after we party, of course, let's take it back to the main point. Who is marrying you? You have to have an officiant, you guys. Don't forget that main important person. And then if you want to do something special, like lighting, of course, we have to have clothes. So we want
definitely need a dress.
You need a dress. We need a tux. We have to have cakes. Yes. So all of these elements are playing, but there are specialty things that, of course, I didn't mention. Like if you want a special dance floor, florists, they are needed and loved.
Yeah.
Yes. We love them. And of course, decor people. So it's not only florists. There are other people who do staging and different things. So it can...
It's a production.
It is a production. It's a definitely.
You know,
let's talk a little bit about the wedding dress thing, because there are all kinds of shows, as we've seen, and you know rom-coms and about marriage and everything else. And there are some absolutely gorgeous wedding gowns out there.
Yes.
What is the most popular right now, Tawana? Or is that not the appropriate question?
Well, it isn't. I'm not going to say it's not appropriate, but it's popular, because there's always something that's trending. Mm-hmm. But every bride is an individual, and they all come in looking for something different. So what they're looking for right now, which I have seen this season, is florals, which is so different, but it's so beautiful. And they're also coming in looking for color. I have a lot of brides who are looking for black and going non-traditional. Mm-hmm.
Black?
Yes. Black.
Ooh,
you can have
that
elegant.
Like
that's
some
a
drama
very
right there.
That is a very swanky color to choose if you are a bride that wants something that's going to elevate your statement.
Yeah, or say something to your mama. if you're wearing a black wedding dress. And you, oh, Lord. Okay, please.
Black
continue.
Is elegant. Black is elegant. Well, right now, a lot of the girls are looking for the mermaid shape. They love to show off their silhouette and their. If you have the body for it, I say go for it. But there's also the very traditional bride that still loves the ball gown, and that's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing I've always wondered, because when, for example, I've had a custom-made suit, the tailor is a man, I'm a man. Okay. So if he will say to me, well, perhaps your body style is not appropriate for this particular cut, you may want to. In other words, what he's saying is you got too much going on for this. Do you have those kinds of conversations with the bride to be when she wants a mermaid, but she's not really looking like a mermaid? Or how do you tell them that it's not necessarily, you want them to look good.
We want them to look good.
And you want to look good.
And I want to look good as well. And we do have those conversations, but we're very careful with how we approach them, because I do believe with the proper foundational garments that every bride can wear a mermaid dress.
You mean she won't be able to breathe? Oh, my goodness.
And so at that point, we have to talk about comfortability, too.
Yes.
Because remember, you have to wear this dress for all night.
And dance.
All day and all night. And you have to eat.
And
enjoy yourself. Yes. So you want to be comfortable. And so we start there. They always come in with a vision, and most times they leave out with something totally different than what they've always envisioned, just because they will, if you have an open mind and you try on different things, they always come across something that makes them feel amazing and more beautiful than they ever thought that they would feel.
Yeah, and I would imagine, maybe one of the first questions also is budget.
Yes. That is one of the first questions that we ask is budget.
Considering this conversation that we've had with Ashley already about inflation and everything else, can you do a wedding dress for $1,000?
Absolutely, you could do a dress for $1,000. You can even do a wedding dress for $500 and still have the luxury, customized experience that you've always dreamt to have. there are boutiques out here that do offer that. And Bella Chic is actually an intimate bridal haven that prides itself on providing solutions to brides who are looking to be conscious about the money that they're spending.
Yeah, or that daddy is spending.
Or mama is spending.
Yes. Or that, you know, for couples of a certain age, that they are spending.
Yes.
And,
yes.
you know, because I would imagine sometimes it's not just dresses. Some women may want a suit. You know, they may want a satin suit or something like that. That just sounds like a lot to deal with. But we are going to walk you through all of this. We are walking you through all of this right now. We are talking about the Southern Maryland Wedding Bliss event. It's Sunday, March 19th from noon to 5. If you want ticket information, you can go on the website at weddingblissmd.com. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what to wear, also what to eat, particularly when it comes to cakes and desserts. We're going to talk more about what's going to happen at this event. We are going to help you. If you have a comment or question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are previewing the Southern Maryland Wedding Bliss event. It's from noon to 5 p.m. at the Brandywine Aquatic Complex. My guests are wedding coordinator Ashley Williams of Ashley Nicole Events, Cotton of Cotton Tiered and Petite Dessert Boutique, and Tawana Crutchfield of The House of Bella Chic Bridal Boutique. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Before the break, we were talking about wedding, you know, attire. So, again, if budgets are an issue, of course, you know, there are things that you can get for $1,000, $500. Mm-hmm. Now, let's do this, you know, the Ashley Nicole events thing and take it all the way up to, you know, the big money. I mean, what's in the upper tier of wedding dresses, for example? What, when you're talking about, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 for a wedding dress. Oh. Is that it? Because I don't know.
Yes.
So you got to help me.
Sky is the limit.
Yeah.
You can go the Bertas of the world, which is a very high end designer, Claire Pettibone, which is another wonderful, beautiful designer. But you also can go with Pentora Bridal out of New York. And she also has, she's a black owned bridal designer who has two boutiques, one here, one in New York, and one in LA. And so if you want to spend a little bit of money, you can do that at her establishment.
How far out should you plan to have your dress ordered or what have you from the wedding?
It is recommended that you start looking for your dress if you are planning in advance at least a year out. 9 months to a year out.
Really?
Yes.
You said 9 months?
To a year out, because some people don't know a year in advance. And that's, you know, quite a bit of time, but if you know that you're getting married, as soon as you know, you need to start looking for the dress, because there are timelines in the production of, you know, getting your dress. The entire process can take, you know, even if you go the custom made route, that could be 6 to 9 months. So it's a lengthy process when you're looking to purchase a dress.
So here's another question. I have been to several weddings where the bride, when the when the people who are attending the wedding are wondering, where's the bride?
Yes.
Where the groom is wondering, where's the bride? And what we've discovered is that the bride and the, you know, the dressmaker or the gown maker and her staff, they're still doing stuff at the last minute. I mean, literally before she walks down the aisle. What is up with that?
Well, I hope you're just talking about fluffing the train and
no,
not...
I'm talking about and like I said, I'm not there, but I've had reports. You know, we had to restitch and redo and the what, and I've heard this story so many times. Why does is that poor preparation or what?
I was going to say that sounds like maybe there wasn't a planner involved, because if there's a planner involved, you never have to worry about being unprepared like that. Your dress should be ready to go the morning of your wedding from the moment you put it on. And really, we should just be fluffing your train on your way down the aisle. We mm-hmm. shouldn't be adding any buttons or doing any modifications to your dress on the day of the wedding. That's a no-no.
Okay.
Yes.
So I want to talk about the, you know, the desserts and the cake, cotton.
Yes.
You do have these tasting things. Talk to me about how that works, because in the selection, and who does it? Is that the bride? Is that the groom? Is that how does it work?
The tastings are the fun part.
Uh-huh.
Normally, the bride reaches out to me, and sometimes the gentlemen are super uber ready to start tasting delicious sweet things.
Right.
I find that when I do have my tastings and they're private, the bride and the groom come. Sometimes it's the coordinator who comes, Miss Ashley. Sometimes, or it could be the mother to be in law or the mom, whomever they feel most comfortable with, and sometimes whomever is paying, they'll come and we have the tasting. So what I do for them, I just tell them, go for it. What do you really, really have to have on your wedding cake? Some brides are like, well, I'm not quite sure. They're a little reluctant because they're trying to please everyone. So at the tasting, I'm like, let's just go bananas. You know, pick out whatever you want. So when they hear that, it's like, oh, okay, I really wanted to try funfetti, or I really wanted to try peanut butter and chocolate or something. And that way, they still get to indulge in what they think they may want. So normally at the tastings, the gentlemen are a little shyer, so I kind of bring them out, and they'll say, well, you know, I like this flavor. And we kind of come to, I guess, a medium. And then I'll ask them, you know, when you go out to eat, what do you normally grab? Or what is your family's favorite recipe or something like that? That way they feel like both the families are being involved. Mm-hmm. That's primarily what we do at the tasting. And then we go over cake designs, and they'll send me Pinterest or photos that maybe they have drawn or seen or taken little magazine pictures. And I always let them know, this is your time to shine. You didn't come from a book, so let's do something specifically for your style. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he likes motorcycles and she likes butterflies or something. And so I'll do like maybe a monochromatic something on the cake that just invokes what they really want to see. So that's the fun part of the tastings.
Mm. I've seen on social media these multi-level cakes
mm-hmm.
That are really tall and quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, as my concern is always the cost.
Yes.
How much, and I mean, how much does one of those four-level cakes cost? And I guess if it's, you know, big and then smaller, then smaller, then
right.
smaller. But it's all cake,
it's
correct?
It's all cake, yes.
It is all cake. And let's say if it's, you know, kind of silver and let's just say it's a regular yellow cake, not yellow. It's a yellow cake.
Cake,
a yellow cake. But on the outside, it's just really, you know, absolutely beautiful. How much does something like that cost?
Well, this is what I'm asked a lot. It kind of depends. So at the it kind of depends. Normally, cakes start nowadays, like Miss Ashley was saying, 2023, because of inflation. The cost of eggs, anybody know, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Cost of butter, it's ridiculous. But baseline, I try to at least give them a price point of like $9 on up to $14. That's the going rate of wedding cakes.
Wait, $9?
Per person.
Oh,
per person.
Oh, per person. I was going to say nine.
You want to get married now?
I'm about to say, bring us a cake.
That's like the
that's not cake. That's painted cardboard.
That's something to take a picture of. But no, that's normally what the baseline is. It can go up. And the reason why it goes up, it becomes labor. So it's intricacy. Like right now, there are a lot of beautiful edible pressed flowers, and there are a lot of painted cakes. And then comes the sugar flowers. So when we make the sugar flowers, it's each petal has to be done by hand to make one bloom.
I've seen that. Yeah.
But for the yellow cake, who doesn't like a good vanilla buttery cake that's soft and delicious, and then that nice Italian or Swiss meringue buttercream? It's not, that's the icings that I use. Mm-hmm. So again, it goes back to eggs. That's egg whites, and it's cream, and it's butter, and all that beautiful stuff. Because once it hits your palate, it dissipates, and it's just a beautiful waft of vanilla going around in your mouth. So you want your guests to feel like they're being gone into a different atmosphere when they eat your cake. So that takes time, it takes ingredients, very high quality ingredients, and then it takes that artistry where we have to put different equipment inside of the cake where it does not collapse.
So let me do a little math here.
Okie dokie.
Let's see, on the high end, mm-hmm. if you have 14 people, I'm sorry, I'm stuck on that $14. you have 100 people, mm-hmm. at your wedding, and it's, so that's a $1,400 cake.
Also, the price may go up as well. A lot of brides and grooms may want 24 karat gold that's edible. And yes, it does have, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of different aspects that can contribute to the final price of your cake. There's the setup, there's the delivery, and there's the cake topper. There's all kind of beautiful things that you can add just to make it your own. Just like with Miss Tawana, her dresses. It's going to be that one day. And sometimes they have their topper that maybe I've made by hand, or maybe just these beautiful flowers that you can just keep in like a, what is it called, a window box?
Yes, ma'am.
Shadow box.
Yeah. All right, I'm close. I'll put you in the ball pit. Mm-hmm. So it's just like you want to always have that memory, because you're going to always look at it and see it. And then on top of that, the top tier, you get to come back a year later and eat it. Some brides do cut maybe a slice every single month up into the year. Sometimes they take it back to their honeymoon suite, and then I recreate the top tier a year later. So it just depends on the couple, depends on what they want to do something different so they can be remembered in a different way.
I'm a big foodie, and I do know that there are times when or culinary designs, mm-hmm. that, and I've heard of, gold leaf and everything,
yes.
but edible gold leaf?
Yes.
So explain that, because I've got gold on my wrist.
I know.
I'm not biting that.
I wouldn't do it.
I would not bite that. So how is it that it can be 24 karat gold? This may sound like a dumb question.
No, it's not dumb.
How does that work?
There are different kind of minerals that we already have in our body. So I use 23 karat gold. On my website, teardepetite.com, I use it on my cakes. I use it on my cupcakes. One, it doesn't affect you. You have to literally eat it in mounds in order for it to break down your body and start messing things up.
Mm-hmm.
But just beautiful little accents, maybe on a chocolate cake or maybe like raspberry. I also use edible glitter and beautiful things that shine. When you walk into the room and you see your cake, it shines, it's pretty, you have edible flowers. It's just a whole big event that happens. So you want to make sure whatever you're doing, if you're looking for like a budget conscious, there's also things that you can do as well. There are a lot of couples may want to have sheet cakes in the back, so we can work around that. I personally don't do sheet cakes, so I will offer them maybe satellite cakes with our small round cakes that you can cut up in the back that are gently decorated. So you will not be able to tell that it's not on that front table for the cake table. So there are a lot of different options. Sometimes there are cupcake towers. They could be mini centerpieces on each table. Maybe just just want a decked out dessert where there's plated really beautiful with the 23 karat gold or however you want to do it, there's like a plethora of options. And that way on Sunday when we do talk and you know, whomever comes out to the event, we can get more into it and get our fingers dirty to find out exactly what do you want.
So I'm kind of stuck on this 23 karat. So what does that taste like?
It has no taste.
Okay.
It's just very beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous. And it shines and it's beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In your mind, it's like, it's luxurious.
It
okay.
is.
It's a statement of luxury. Just I like see. When you have diamonds, it's like, oh, look at this diamond child. So it's like that.
Okay. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Southern Maryland Wedding Bliss event. It is Sunday, March 19th. It's going to be at the Brandywine Aquatic Complex from noon to 5. Everything you want to know or want to plan or want to consider for your wedding day. Let me go to DJ Quinn calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I wish I could keep that kind of schedule that the lady's talking about so we could put our prices for DJs. But my question is, what is the DJ's expectation when you hire us? When, after you would have spent all this money to hold this host's big wedding, what do you expect us to wear? Do you plan to compensate us if we go beyond normal time? What is your what is your expectation of us?
That's an excellent question. Ashley, you want to try that?
Yes, I do. Well, welcome, DJ Quinn. Of course, you would want to have a contract with your client. And if you are having big ticket prices, then of course you want to come professional. Most of DJs that I work with, they wear all black. They wear black pants. They wear black polos. They're very professional. They have all their equipment and everything of a high quality. And that's what brings that type of budget. So your clients are looking for you to have professionalism, to have quality material, to be responsive, to help them make their song list. I have so many clients that ask me, hey, what song should I dance with my father? Or what song? And I help, but if the DJs were helping doing that, that would be an awesome thing that clients would love to do. As far as paying over compensation of your time, I would definitely put that back to your contract. So if it is in your contract that you are here for 10 hours and that if you want me to stay that 11th or keep on going, then I'm going to start charging you either a fee or by the hour. But that would definitely need to be included in your contract. Don't spring that on anybody. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's really important because I've also heard of situations where, you know, if there may be a wedding that's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the DJ may plan to work another event at 7.
Yeah.
But if they are still, you know, dropping it like it's hot during the reception at 5 o'clock, the worst thing that you would want to do is to need to leave.
Exactly.
To get across town to that other one. And so, yeah, I agree. Like anything else, you really need to have it written in black and white in the contract.
Yes, and that is the easiest way to communicate with clients. They love that clear communication, and that is what they are looking for. Yes.
Yeah. DJ Quinn, thank you so much for your question. And I think the other thing is when you have, you know, multi-generational weddings,
yes.
you know, not everybody knows DJ Khaled.
Right.
Yes. You do want to have a little Drake.
Yes.
Okay.
But then you need some Jay-Z.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about pre-Beyonce Jay-Z.
Okay. Some throwback.
Yeah. Yes. And yes. Throwback. Listen to you. Yes. Yeah, some throwbacks. but also you may need a little Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yes.
You may
yes.
need some
yes.
Smokey Robinson.
Yes. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you, and I think you need to have a DJ who knows the artists, mm-hmm. and who knows the music.
I 100% agree. And then to your point too, you don't want to, well, maybe some people do, but in your ceremony there are certain songs for your ceremony, and then also for your reception there are certain types of songs. But some people, maybe they want Drake coming down the aisle, but your DJ would be able to help you make those medleys, even if it is just soft music playing. People really don't realize that music is going in the ceremony while your guests are eating. They usually have some soft background music playing. And then, of course, when it's time to party, then you want it high volume. You want a good, fun time. So if your DJ notices that your guests are leaving the dance floor, or if the energy is dying down, you want that person to bring it back around. Or also, which is a good point, always ask your DJ if he is an MC, because mm-hmm. Some DJs do not like to MC. Sorry, DJs.
Mm. And I think this is really important. I remember years and years ago, I attended a wedding, and this was a multi-generational wedding. Mm-hmm. And they played a song that had curse words in it.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the minute that, you know, they dropped one, you know, yeah, shout out to Biggie or whoever. The temperature of the room dropped.
The
mood dropped. And you could literally see people, you know,
leaving
the floor. Yes. Ironically, it was the older ones who stayed.
I don't
know, but I'm kidding. But you know, so I've always wanted to ask this, Tawana. So I ask you about this. Although I could ask any one of you, how do you deal with bridezillas?
Mm-hmm. Bridezillas. Well, I'm in the love business, right?
I know that's right.
And so I extend out to my brides. I try to set the tone when they come in, because I do have people that come in who are less than happy when they come in. And I try to, you know, turn that around by just being my jovial self, you know, cracking a joke, or, you know, looking at the ring, or, you know, trying to redirect whatever angst they feel, because it's probably just a little jitters, mm-hmm. the fact that they have all of these people with them who are going to be watching them try on dresses. Some people may be dealing with, you know, some insecurities that they really didn't want to share with these people, mm-hmm. but they had to bring them because they're
part of the party.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I try to allay those fears and those concerns with love. And I think I do a very good job at it.
So, mm-hmm. because I'm also sure that you do have some people who want champagne wedding dresses on beer money.
We do.
How do you navigate that?
That's difficult. And that's difficult for most independent bridal salon owners, I would think. But I always try to have something in my store for everyone. So that if you do come, and first my fact finding, when I first talk to you, that's one of my first questions. Mm-hmm. What is your budget? Mm-hmm. And that way we really can talk about, you know, what you're looking for and what you're willing to spend, and if I can even accommodate you, if I'm the right fit for you. Mm-hmm. We try to, you know, work through that in the discovery call, is what I would call it.
Mm-hmm. The Cotton, talk to me about how soon the cake is made. So if tomorrow is Saturday,
okay.
if you have a wedding tomorrow, mm-hmm. when is the cake made?
I make the cakes Thursday night and Friday morning. Everything is always fresh from scratch, homemade, with that I make.
Okay. You know, I'm all over the social media thing, and you know, because this is the Daily Drum, we ask people to tell the truth and
yes.
shame the devil.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
Come on. Have you ever dropped a cake?
I have not dropped the cake. I've had clients bump the table after I've set it up and left. So that has happened. Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because if you think about it, at a wedding, we have all kind of people. And we have little kids. We have older mm-hmm. people. We have all kind. And they'll put their hands on the table and lean in on it. And it's a lot of different aspects when it comes to a cake. So in my agreement, I make sure I put little caveats there. Hey, make sure the table is nowhere on like a makeshift stage or something mm-hmm. that's unstable, because you have a tiered cake. At the end of the day, it's cake. And cake can only sit but so long. So I have to deliver the cake. I'm normally there 2 hours before the reception. The cake is already cold. It's ready to go. And it can last up to about 3 hours to 4 hours after the fact. Inside. Not the outdoor cakes. Because normally if the cake is going to be placed outside, I always come in. The cake has to be chilled. It's buttercream. Like if I stood outside and I started sweating and stuff, I'm not going to be the same way I was.
Right, so exactly.
You have to make sure the cake is, it can still have its integrity so it doesn't collapse or bump or anything like that. So it's a few different mechanical things that I have to make sure are done properly, so when I do the delivery, it can still hold its own. Even if someone were to make hit the table, or maybe a kid put their finger or something. Yes, little kids do that.
Mm-hmm. They'll come yes, and they do.
Older,
they do.
A lot of older people have done it too. And my yes, mm-hmm. because they see cake. It's cake. It's yummy and it's good and it's delicious. So mm-hmm. you just have to make sure when anything like that happens, you want to. I've always conversed with the venue staff or the location. Hey, keep an eye on that. Or you know, I want this to happen. My biggest thing, I really don't like setting the cakes outside. So. Whenever I converse with the bridal couple and the coordinator, Miss mm-hmm. Ashley will know, where is the cake going to be? What time is reception start? Is somebody going to wheel it out, or can I set it up? It really depends, because sometimes there are cakes that I have to build on site. Sometimes they're smaller cakes. During the COVID, they were, what are the micro weddings?
Intimate
yes. weddings. That's what it is. Or maybe they just don't like cake. A lot of bridal couples are like, no, we really don't like cake. And I can dig that. Maybe you want a dummy cake or a faux cake.
Okay. Where, you know, there's a $9 and $14 cardboard painted cake. Not per person, $9 to $14.
Come get it now while it's hot.
That's right. That's right. Or it'll be cold because it's cardboard. That's right. Yes. But that means, hey, you hear that, listeners? Something to think about. Yeah. Okay. So we've talked about cakes, wedding dresses. We've talked about tuxedos. We've talked about a whole lot of the. Let me think. What else are we missing? Oh. Photographers. Golly, this is video.
I love
still photographers.
Yes, I do.
You know what do you look for in a photographer, and how do you know? Because there are some moments that it's like shooting a sporting event. Whoa. You only yes. get one shot.
So for photographers, I love photographers. I always tell my clients when they are picking. Look at their Instagram, look at their website, look at everything that you can get a hand on. If they have a Pinterest, look at it. If you do not see yourself in any of their pictures, they are not your vendor. Mm. And that is 100% true. And that goes for hair and makeup too. If you do not see your hair yeah. type, your hairstyle, they are not your vendor. And I mean, it could be maybe they haven't put out enough pictures yet. Mm-hmm. But the whole point is that you want to see yourself. You want to see your wedding day. After you kind of narrow it down with doing that first cursory look, definitely talk to them. Schedule these consultations. Email them. See how responsive they are. Yeah. Get your hands wet with them before you actually book them, because you're going to be working with them on a very, well, the most important day, some would say, mm-hmm. Of your life. And then you want your pictures to reflect how much effort and time and money yeah. that you have spent on your wedding. So if you put all this effort and then your pictures are blurry or your pictures are non-existent, which I have seen happen before, which is horrible. Yes.
That is horrible.
Horrible. So definitely talk to your photographers. See what type of cameras they use. Going back to that camera, if they say, oh, you know, I got this camera that I've been carrying around and it's not a Nikon or a Canon or something that we all know the professional right. brands yes. and we're not photographers. So just keep those things in mind. And then, of course, timeline. So if you want your photographer there taking pictures of you when you're getting ready, and then, of course, during your cocktail hour, you have to find someone who is willing to work with your timeline, willing to work with you, and fit your personality. Mm. If you have somebody exactly. that is not matching with you, it's going to be a long day. Your photographer is with you all day telling you to smile. Look here. Turn here. If you are not happy with this person, you will be mad all day until they leave at the reception.
I was going to say that. Synergy is important.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes.
Synergy is important.
Yeah, it really is. And I would also say particularly when you're talking about the artistry of a photographer, you want somebody who has stamina.
Yes.
Because let's say if the wedding is at 1 o'clock, that means that, again, they may be taking those bride pictures at 10 or 9 a.m.
Yes. In the boudoir.
That's right. And so you've got that. And again, you know, the way cameras are made, you can do video and that. But some people may want to have a separate videographer. Mm-hmm. And you also want, you may want a photographer, make sure the photographer doesn't have bad knees.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, make sure your photographer has a second shooter. If you have a very large wedding, as we've kind of mentioned, these 100, 150, 200, one person can't capture everything with these larger guest counts. So see if they have a second shooter.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And be prepared. Prepare to pay.
Yes, and be prepared to pay.
You know, two is going to cost more than one, but you want to capture it.
Yes.
You definitely want to capture it. Well, I want to thank you. Ashley Williams, Cotton, Tawana Crutchfield, thank you all so much for talking to us. Again, this is the Southern Maryland Wedding Bliss event, Sunday, March 19th, noon to 5 p.m. It's at the Brandywine Aquatic Complex. It requires tickets. You can get them online at WeddingBlissMD.com, and that'll be posted on our website. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM for this Friday, March 17th. For news director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.